We are learning Masechtas Be'ah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top Dalet Amud Beis, beginning of a line. Amar Rav Yechron, Eitzim Shenoshu Merah Dekel B'Shabbos. Wood that fell off a dekel on Shabbos, and the next day on Sunday is Yontif. Now, the halacha is that Eitzim that fall off on Yontif, or on Shabbos, of course, but even on Yontif, are muksa. Why? Because the beginning of Yontif was mechubur. And if somebody's mechubur, lekarka, it's muksa. It's mechubur to the tree, it's muksa. So therefore, you can't use it. And the Rishonim speak out, like a brain of parrots, that even if you're Rav Shimon, does not hold a muksa, here it is muksa, because there's an idea called dachia biyadayim. That means since I didn't take it off the tree before Shabbos, I showed I don't want it. If I don't want it, it's muksa. That's the Shita of Rebbeinu Peretz. The Rosh brings down also. The Rosh is another Svara that's a Gzeres Shem Yal V'Yitlish. I in the Rosh, Simon Beis, with the carbon asana, Sikot and Resh. Akoponim, the halacha is Eitzim that fall off on a Shabbos or Yom Tov is Muksa. Kumt Rabbi Yechon says, Eitzim Shoshim Adagel V'Shabbos, even though I hold that a Beis Shnod V'Shabbos is Mutta on Yom Tov next day, because two Kedushas, when it comes to Eitzim Shoshim Adagel V'Shabbos, also La Sikam Yom Tov. You can't use it for firewood on Yom Tov. It was already fell off yesterday. You tell me Beya that's born late on Shabbos, I'm allowed to use it on the next day on Sunday, on Yom Tov. So I'll tell you it's not a raya, because I have a new gzeira here. My time, if it was late on Shabbos, really it's possible to eat on Shabbos. And why can't I? Because it's muksa. And I'm telling you, you can't eat until Sunday. So then you understand, you understand that an egg laid on that day is asur. And the next day is only because two kedushas. But Eitzim, if I tell you it's us on Shabbos, you'll say, you know why it's us on Shabbos? But not because of muksa, but not because of noilat. Because I can't make a fire on Shabbos. Eitzim lechaz liyamayu is shor lemachar. If it's muta yonto, as vei ma biyamay namishar. It's muta treoso. No, it's a muksa. It's muta treoso. Oh, because you can't burn a fire. The esmo shem Shabbos is lechaz laasalka. Therefore, I made a gzeira and told you you can't even use it the next day. Because here, you're not going to understand that it's really usher if it falls off today. If you think I'm allowed to use it today, I'll say I'm allowed to use it if it falls off today. You don't understand that yesterday was usher, mishamuk sauce. You think yesterday's usher because I can't make a fire on Shabbos. Only on Yom Tov I can make a fire. So therefore, he's not going to understand. Therefore, it's usher even on the next day. Omer Rav Masna, what happens on Yom Tov? Eitzim shenoshim ha'deka l'secha tana b'yom Tov. Eitzim fell off the deck and landed into your oven on Yom Tov. Now, it's muksa, because even on Yom Tov, it's muksa. So what can you do? So Rav Masna gives an eitzim. Mar baleim eitzim muchanim umasikam. You can add on wood that it's not muksa. Muchanim means prepared wood. Umasikam, and you could have a fire. So, and you can have a fire of Yom Tov. Obviously, take fire that was created before for Yom Tov, and you light this up, and you have a fire now. Now, why do you have to marbalem? So right now, more things. You have marbalem because you're not allowed to use the muksa, so you have to also use heter, that makes a mutter. But Mar is a kasha, but mahafich, when you mix it up, mahafich b'yisura, you're touching muksa, you're moving muksa, and there's ista, move muksa, so how do I do that? So tomorrow, and tomorrow, given the ruba heteran, you know, since you added on more, and you made a bottle, kikim mahafich b'yater, kikim mahafich, then you're being mahafich b'yater, because now it's bottle b'roiv. If it's bottle b'roiv, so it's mutter. Kasha, how are you allowed to be mar balem eitzim in order to make this bittel? You're doing bittel chatchila. And the halacha is that if someone does bittel chatchila, which means he has an iser and he makes it bittel on purpose, it doesn't work. But tanan eim vatlam is lechatchila. And like Rashi speaks out, and if you do it, it doesn't work. So it's not only a kasha that you're doing iser; it doesn't even work. So here, when you're marba on eitzim on this, it says get ready-made eitzim, put it on top of it, and you mevatel it. You're not allowed to mevatel. So issa invatel mechatchila. So my answer is no. How did mili be deraisa? The whole issa invatel mechatchila by deraisa. Avod rabbanon by the rabbanon's mevatlim. Like Rashi speaks out, avod rabbanon can muksa the hacha, which is the rabbanon, because Rashi is rabbanon. We learned Rashi in Abayz and Abayz. He holds muksa deraisa. So what is it? Why is he saying it's the rabbanon here? So Rashi saying muksa the hacha. The only muksa you have the rice is only midi de achila, stuff that you eat. But something that's just tilt of alma, that's only the rabbanon. So here he's saying from muksa the hacha we make him emavat the chila. And the Ran speaks out, and that's how we pass the Shulchan Aruch. The only time we say it's mutar vatal the rabbanon the chila is only if it already started becoming mixed up. Here the eitzim fell into the tanner. There's other wood there. You just didn't have roiv. It has to start getting mixed up, but we never start getting mixed up. To go ahead and take an issa derabbanon and vatla, you can't do it. For example, if it's manazef, you have truma that's derabbanon, chal derabbanon, you can't go ahead and vatla it, even if it's only derabbanon. It's only the start of becoming bottom, I'm allowed to add on to it. Afraid to Marakasha, but Rav Ashi Damar, The problem is that we're here, L'chaira, it's a Dovah Shesh L'matirim over here. So even by the Rabbanon, even if you say it's Rabbanon, you light a marba, but it won't work. It's not going to be a battle. It's not going to be a battle. It's an imuta tomorrow. It shouldn't work. It's not work. That's only if the Isser is Be'en. Here, it's already burnt. If it's already burnt, then even the Rav Asher agrees, there's no Dovah Shesh L'matirim. And the only problem is that the Rebbe Prima Gadam asked that when you're mixing it, it's still not burnt yet. So how can you do it? How can you mix it? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two tzadim. One side he brings down, the Mishnah Berurah is down in Tuf Kuf Zayin Sekot Yer Aleph with the Shard C in there. One side he says, since it's going to be burnt already, it's mutter to have the bittul, no davar shesh l'matirim. Or taka, you can't mix it until it's burnt. So to Gemara Vayta, back to the 2 days Yontif, Itmar. Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golius. We know in Chutz Laaretz, which we call Golius, that we have 2 days Yontif. We have 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shviyah Shal Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, 2 days Sukkot, 2 days Shmini Atzeres, and 2 days Rosh Hashanah also. We'll see Rosh Hashanah will be a separate halacha. Shtei Yom Tovim Shel Golius. Rav Amar Nol De Bezeh Mataras Bezeh. If a egg is laid on the first day Sukkot, it's mutter on the second day Sukkot. Rav Asi Amar Nol De Bezeh Asur Bezeh. If it's laid on 1 day Sukkot, the next day Sukkot is also. What's the machlekes? Leima kasava Rabbi Asi holds also kedusha achasi. Maybe he holds one big kedusha. Both days Yom Tov, one big days of Sukkot. It's like one long day of Sukkot. But that's true. Rabbi Asi used to make havdalah the first night Yom Tov, the second night Yom Tov, between the two nights Yom Tov. He used to make havdalah. Rabbi Asi mavdo v'yom tov lechare. So he obviously held those two kedushas. He made havdalah. Zok to Gemara, I will explain soon the lumdis of Kedusha Achas, the two Kedushas, we'll explain very soon. But just Rav Asi clearly held those two Kedushas because he made Avdolah in between. Rav Asi Madlam Yerim Tav L'Chavre. And for the Gemara, Rav Asi Mesukim Esafkli, he was not sure. But he made Avdolah just in case it's two the Kedushas. And he held the eggs with Aser, maybe it's one Kedusha. Frank the Ritva, what do you mean? Safik brachas lekula. If you're not sure, you don't make Avdalah. It's a Safik brachas and tzricha if making Avdalah. And for the Ritva, no, you don't make a separate bracha. You stuck it into your davening. In the middle of the bracha of davening, you make a new bracha. Misafik, you put it in into your davening. You put it into your davening, that's all it means. Zotik Maravai. The Mar now is going to explain the different shittas. So now, if you hold Kedusha Achas, what it means is like this, that we hold a chazal because it was a Safik which there was a shchaydish. So they said you have to keep 2 days Yontif. The way they made it takana was by saying that both days are vada Yontif. That was the takana. Not that it's like a suffix. It's a vada Yontif, therefore it's one kedusha. Masha'inki, the other man the Yama holds that it's only a sveik at the Yama. Each day is a suffix Yontif, suffix chal. So then it's two kedushas because it's impossible to have 2 days Yontif. Each day Yontif is separate suffix, separate entity. So Omar Rav Zera, Kavasi Rav Asi Mistavra. It's Mistavra like Rav Asi that it's kedusha achas. Why? The Inna, Bezman Azeh, the Adina Mekvir Diarcha, we know really what the real day of the month is, what day of Chodesh is. So really, our first day Yontif is the real one, is the real McCoy. But still, Makav Dinam Trey Yomim, we still do 2 days Yontif. What's the Pshat? It's not a suffix anymore. Teretz is, since Achamim made a takana of 2 days Yontif is one long day, so we still do that. We still do that. If it would be a din suffix, once you push it to suffix, it doesn't make sense to do it anymore. But if it was not a din suffix, so we keep that minig, and it's one long day. So it's mistarv like that. But the Gemara says, no, I'll show you not like that. Omar Abaya, kavos the Rav mistarv. I'll bring a raya, the Rav is right, that's two days Yontif. The Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Bereshayna, Hoyu, which Masechta? Yeah, Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. By beginning, when they used to want to show everyone that there's Chodesh, they used to light fires on top of the mountains. And this way, everyone could see. It just went one mountain, the next mountain. The Kusim started trying to sabotage the efforts of Rosh Chodesh, and they just lit their own fires on 3 days before Rosh Chodesh. So Eskinu, Shiyu, Shluchim, Yaitzim. They started making a comment that Shluchim go out, and they didn't reach everywhere. Therefore, the place they didn't reach always had to make 2 days Yontif because we weren't sure if it's Chodesh was on the 30th day of last month or the 31st day of last month. So they weren't sure, and they had to make 2 days Yontif. So, and the Gemara speaks out, the ilu batul kusim, if the kusim would be, get rid of them, then avinu chad yomer, you do one day yontif. Even when place of shluchim reach, you do chad yomer. And the Rishash says, how do we know that? Because why would tell me Bereshayna? What's in the gate to say, beginning with the right fire? Like, who's it's a Mishnah, it's halacha say for Mishnah. That's a ton of stories. So Zokter Rishash, it's a raya, that if you get back to that situation, then you keep one day. So you keep one day. So if you keep one day, obviously it was only within Suffolk. Because if it wouldn't, if we didn't, they made it to Kano 2 days straight. So then there's no reason why you should be able to do one day anymore. So it's a raya from here. That's really two kedushas. It's really within Suffolk. So Zokti Maramora ends off. Now these days that we talk no kviyah diyarcha. Why talk it? We do 2 days yontif. If Rav is right, it's two kedushas. Why talk it? We do 2 days yontif. My time didn't try yom. So Gemara answers like this: they sent Mary to Shaul. Keep the minig of the avisechem v'deichem. Why? Even though now you know kviyah diarche, now you know exact month. Zimun the gozo malchus gzeira. There might be a time when there'll be a gzeira, and the Yidden will forget how to keep the calendar. They'll only do like the non-Jewish calendar, and v'asin kula going to make a mistake. Therefore, as that kind of that reason, we always keep 2 days yontif. Frek the Ran in Masech the Sukkah, and Daf Mem Dalet, I think it is, that he asks that L'chayr Ben Eretz also should do that kind of 2 days. Why? Because maybe we'll forget how to do Kvir the Archa, so give 2 days also. And if that's the reason, also Kule, it'll have the same problem there. So you need both reasons. First of all, it's Minig Avasecha B'Yadechem, and also the Kulkule. But in Eretz you don't have the Minig Avasecha B'Yadechem, it was never the minute to give 2 days, there you will not keep 2 days. And I'm Yetz Hashem, in the next year, we will start from the next Itmar, which discusses 2 days of Shana, and Yetz Hashem will get also to Bar Eretz Shalom, 2 days of Shana, that's from the Rif at the end of Hayam Abayis.